Good morning, listeners. Good morning, listeners. Thank you so much, believers, everyone in the world, across this nation, internationally, listening to this call. Good morning to everyone. Thank you for logging into Spirit Matters with Rena. This is yours truly, your host, Rena Comer. I thank you for tuning in to today's broadcast to Spirit Matters with Rena, and I pray that the Lord will enrich you and add many blessings to your life. Spirit Matters to Rena is designed to empower your life with words of wisdom and understanding towards kingdom living. Well, just a little bit about me. I was born in the U.S. Virgin Islands, raised and born. I've been married for 25 years to a wonderful husband. And from that marriage, we birthed two wonderful men of God. My pastor is Pastor Joshua Lockett, where I am a member of Trad Christian Center in Highport, North Carolina. And our first lady of our church is missionary Barbara T. Lockett. Well, that's enough about me. We want to talk about God. So for more information about me, please go to my website at www.Caribbean, that's one R and two B's, CaribbeanCrusadeForChrist.com. And for listening enrichment for future broadcasts, please feel free to go to any broadcast that's going to be listed on our Blog Talk Radio show, which is listed on the website at www.blogtalkradio.com/Spirit Matters with Rena. So thank you for coming in to Spirit Matters with Rena. Well, for the next few minutes, I will be teaching the series called, starting the series called, Awakening the Kingdom of God Within You. Now, this series was given to me by God to share with the people of God and to share with the world, to bring people also into the kingdom of God. And this series consists of 12 teachings. And each teaching will build upon each other to enrich and enlighten your understanding about kingdom living in the earth. At the end of this series, it is my prayer, truly my prayer, that the kingdom of God will be ignited and awakened within the womb of your destiny, and you will advance God's kingdom in the earth progressively. Now, the kingdom of God, we have to remember, the kingdom of God is not a place that will be. It is a place that is. And it is an exciting place to call home. So the kingdom of God must be experienced. It just can't be talked about. It just can't be preached about. It must be experienced. You just don't live in your home. You experience your home. Amen? So as we seek the kingdom of God and enhance our understanding, we must disciple others to do the same. There was a quote by this man named Robert Brault. He said, "A good teacher is like a candle. It consumes itself to light the ways of others. And it is my desire that the light of others would be opened up, that they would find a hope of their calling by these broadcasts, and that they would continue to do kingdom work." So as we move forward, just to talk about the kingdom of God, because this title is called Seek the Kingdom First. Seek the Kingdom First. So Luke 17, 20 through 21 states, tells us that the kingdom of God, it tells us where the kingdom of God is located. Because if we're talking about the kingdom, you're saying, where is it? Well, let's see what scripture says. It reads in Luke 17, 20 through 21, starting with verse 20 in the King James Version. It says, "And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, The kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, Lo here, or lo there. The kingdom, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you." So where's the kingdom of God? It is within you. Now, I know I can't hear you, but God can hear you. So make a confession and say, the kingdom of God is within, and state your name. So it would go like this. The kingdom of God is within Rena. And when you plug that name in, you're talking to your spirit man. You're talking to the spirit realm, and you're talking to the natural realm. And you're telling them that the kingdom of God is within you. Why? Because Luke 17, 22 through 21 tells you that, not Rena. The word of God tells you that. Amen. So you decree and declare that scripture each and every day till when you get it rooted down into your spirit and it bears the fruit of God. So as a believer, because Jesus is in us, the kingdom of God is within us because he is the kingdom. God is so excited about giving us the kingdom of God that is within us. But sometimes, you know what? We get caught up in getting that we forget to receive God's giving. So receive what God has given to us. Walk in it. Walk with the authority of God in it. So again, the first teaching one is called, again, this is a 12-part series, and we will expound more the topics of kingdom living and on kingdom living as we go through these 12-part series. So it will teach such things in these 12-part series as the keys to the kingdom. The kingdom of citizenship versus membership. There is a difference. Kingdom benefits and responsibilities. We have benefits in the kingdom, and we have responsibilities, just like we do in the earth. Kingdom culture. There is a culture. There's a mindset with the kingdom of God, and there's so much more teachings that God has given to be taught. So as we move on, let's move on with the scripture that coincides with the title, Seek the Kingdom of God First. Matthew 6 and 33, it states, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, that all these things shall be added." Again, that's Matthew 6 and 33. Get your iPad out, your Bible, get whatever you need to get out that has the word of God in it, and look at that scripture. Meditate on that scripture, because I tell you, when the enemy comes, have it engraved on your heart so that you can speak to the enemy. Amen? Matthew 6 and 33, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added." Now let's dissect that scripture. Now before we move on, let's take note that the scripture is all connected by the word "and." Okay? Look at that "and." Matthew says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added." So keep that in mind as we continue to read this scripture. Now, if God says to seek the kingdom of God first, that means it's important to know why he said that. So if it's important to him, it should be important to us. If he says to seek it first, that means that there's a second. That means there's a third. And there's a fourth choices. So if he says first, that means that there's a second. It sounds simple, right? But for some people, there's a challenge. Because you first have to choose to do it, then choose to do it first. Because you can choose something and choose many things, but that does not mean that you choose those choices first. So he said first because he knew that there would be many other things that would compete for the demand of our time and try to make themselves first in our lives. And that does not only include things. It includes people. It includes ourselves. And those things tries to make our lives first, try to come first in our lives, should I say. So seeking requires us to prioritize. Seeking requires us to have self-discipline. Miles Monroe, I just love the teachings and the man of God that he was. Monroe once said, "You have to prioritize the priorities." Let me say that one more time. You have to prioritize the priorities. We have a lot of priorities. I can say, okay, I've got to eat first. Okay, then I've got to go here first. But within those first things, I have to say which one is first. So we have to prioritize the priorities. Now, that was such an awesome statement. So in other words, we have to govern our priorities. When God says first, he is making a statement to not alter the priority of seeking the kingdom first. We have to make the kingdom of God our first business. Some of us get into business, but we don't make God our first business. So, okay, if you want to be an entrepreneur, then make it your business to seek God first. Amen? Now, seeking the kingdom of God first requires about three elements. There may be more, but these are three top elements, key elements that are strategic to seeking the kingdom of God first. First, you have to take away the worldliness. When you seek the kingdom of God, it first takes away the worldliness of our hearts. It takes away all those things of the world when we seek the kingdom of God first. Then secondly, it positions us to promote and advance the kingdom of God in the earth. The earth and the land and the people promote themselves. They promote their products. They promote their things. Well, what about us? We could promote the kingdom of God. So when we seek the kingdom of God first, we position ourselves to promote and advance the kingdom of God in the earth. And then lastly, when we seek the kingdom of God first, it will bring our hearts in subjection to the will of God as we live in the earth. And mind you, I keep saying in the earth, saying on the earth. Some translations have on the earth, but I am sticking with the King James Version that says in the earth, because not on the earth, but in the earth. In the earth means that you have to get engaged in the process. You can't just be a sideline bystander, oh, go on and a cheerleader and encourager. All that's good. A great observer. It's good to observe. It's good to be a watchman. But it comes a time when that watchman has to get engaged. It has to come a time when that encourager has to get engaged. It has a time when a foot soldier has to take an authority and make mark with his foot to get engaged in war. You must get engaged. No longer just teaching, preaching, and talking about it. You got to be it so you can have it and others can see it so they can experience it. Amen? Now, the scripture then goes on to say, and his righteousness. When God, again, uses the word and, it means in addition to. In other words, you cannot rightfully seek the kingdom of God without his righteousness. And his righteousness. It is his righteousness that gives us the right and the authority to the kingdom of God. And it gives us the right to the kingdom of heaven. Because the kingdom of heaven is the capital of the kingdom of God. But we will talk about that a little bit later on. But it says, and his righteousness. So that gives us the right and the authority to the kingdom of God. And then lastly, the scripture concludes with another and. It says, and all these things shall be added unto who? To you. All these things shall be added unto you. I know I get excited about teaching the word of God because I experience what I teach. And I want people to begin to experience what they teach so they can ignite and fan the flame onto others. Amen? It's about discipleship. So it goes on to say, so God is saying, without thought or care, much less any merit. In other words, you don't have to do anything for it. All these things you have need of to fulfill your every need and more shall be added. Some of us limit ourselves to just the need of materialistic things. Okay, we need more than materialistic things. We are tripartition. We are first a spirit living in a body and possess a soul in the earth. So we're still living in the earth. So our entire holistic part of our being is more than just materialistic things. So we limit God when we just say we just need materialistic things. So what we also need is spiritual things, emotional things, physical things, psychological things, physiological things. So we must, and we even need social things. God is a relational God. Amen? He's about relationship and fellowship. There is a new mindset when you get into the kingdom living. There's a mindset shift. So it's a culture that resides within the community of the kingdom. So as we move further and we talk about these series, we will get to those points of understanding kingdom culture, kingdom mindset, kingdom government, kingdom economy. There is so much more that we have with our teachings. So I want to definitely encourage you to continue to tune in with more of those teachings. So as we come to the conclusion of what we're talking about, seeking the kingdom first, the conclusion of this whole matter is that it is the will of God and the command of the Lord and our God Jesus Christ to seek his kingdom first. And mind you, I constantly repeat the words kingdom of God because there are two opposing kingdoms. There's a kingdom of darkness, kingdom of God, okay? So you have the kingdom of Satan, which is the kingdom of darkness, and you have the kingdom of God, which is the true kingdom of light, not no false light. So I just want to make that clear to anyone's on the line. We are talking about the kingdom of God because we have two opposing kingdoms and they oppose each other. One is truth, which is the kingdom of God. And the other one imitates and mocks the kingdom of God, which is the kingdom of Satan, also called the kingdom of darkness. So the question comes up to be, you tell people to seek the kingdom of God. It helps you none if I tell you to seek it and don't tell you how. So the question comes up, how do I seek the kingdom of God first? I'm just going to name 3 points, just based on our just discussion that we just had about seeking the kingdom of God. It says, you have to first make the choice. That's the first thing you have to do by answering that question, how do I seek the kingdom of God? Make the choice. The word of God talks about choosing ye. Choose ye this day who you will serve. Don't play with it. Make the choice. When you decide you want to eat and you choose that you want to have a piece of baked chicken over fries, or you made that choice because I guarantee you that fried chicken might feel real good. But the grilled chicken is what works for you, and you made the choice. It's spiritual, it's natural, it's spiritual. Make the choice. That's the first thing you have to do in order to seeking the kingdom of God first. The second thing is very vital to life itself. The second thing to seek the kingdom of God first, you have to prioritize. Remember the statement made by Miles Monroe. You have to prioritize the priorities. Make the choice to prioritize it in your life. We make choices every day, but not every choice is a priority. So make the choice to prioritize the kingdom of God in your life. And the third thing the Holy Spirit told me to say and share, provoke the action of your belief. Provoke the action of your belief. Now, you're probably saying, what in the world does that mean? That's okay, because I asked him the same question. Provoke the action of your belief. He says, look that up. Belief is a verb. Believe is a verb. Provoke the action of what you believe. Believe is a verb. It is not passive. It's actionary. Accept this belief as an act that you are a kingdom citizen, that the kingdom of God is within you. That is an absolute truth. No doubt, no wavering, no shaking, no unbelief. The kingdom of God is within, and state your name. Don't say the kingdom of God is within us. There's a lot of us's around, but there's only a one of you. You are uniquely and perfectly handmade, handcrafted by God. So when you decree and declare that statement, you make sure you say the kingdom of God is within, and you plug your name in there. Amen? So seek the kingdom of God first. Now, as we conclude this particular teaching for today, I just truly, truly, listeners, truly believers, I want to encourage you to make sure that you go to the Word for yourself. The Blog Talk Radio will give you the recordings of every teaching that I do. It would archive. It goes way back to 2013 when I started doing these Blog Talk Radio shows. I want to encourage you to go to the Word yourself. Here's why. Because you can't take my word. I'm coming from the word, but don't take my word. You get the word and you dissect it. Because when you read the word for yourself, God will give you even more revelation than this short segment can provide for you. And I'm provoking you to go to the word, not to me, not to people. But as people deposit the word in you, let God deposit and ignite that word in you. Amen? So that he would make it applicable to your situation. He would make it applicable and practical to your calling and the giftings on your life. We serve a relational God. He wants to have a relationship with you. That is the symbolic demonstration of the cross, horizontal and vertical. He wants you to have it with him, and he wants you to have it with people. Don't be a silo. Be inclusive. Amen? Now, I await with confident expectation of the testimonies that will express your experience of the kingdom of God that is within you. So I want to encourage you to go back, to look at all these teachings, to demonstrate to God that you are seriously faithful about seeking his kingdom first. And how you do that is you go ahead and you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Spirit Matters with Rena. Now, I want you to please stay tuned for the next teaching that will come up on Saturday, January 20th. Saturday, January 20th. Please visit that website for the Blog Talk Radio that I mentioned. If you have any testimonies, anything that you want to say, share, have questions, you feel free to email me at Rena Comer, RenaComer at yahoo.com. And you can ask any question that you wish. I am serious about biblically based responses, that we can always go back and check the Word of God so you can see what God is going to do in your life. Amen. This is one of the offsprings, this Blog Talk Radio, from our Caribbean Crusade website, which is www.CaribbeanCrusadeForChrist.com. One R, two B's in the word Caribbean. And that website will tell you all about who I am, who the ministry is about. We are a nonprofit 501c organization. We do health fairs in the community. One is coming up in the spring. I want to encourage you to listen to these broadcasts. Get provoked by the Word of God. Now, there's no way that I can end any broadcast without bringing someone to the Lord Jesus Christ, because it is about discipleship. It is about teaching, encouraging, and again, being that candle and that light that consumes itself by being a light for others. Amen. So I want those that want to either rededicate or want to give their lives to the Lord, please repeat after me. Father, forgive me of my sins. I believe Jesus is the Son of God. He died on the cross. He was buried and he rose on the third day. He is alive. Jesus, come into my life. Let thy kingdom come within me as it is in heaven. Change me for your glory. I am saved. I ask you for an infilling of the Holy Spirit to live out my life of salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, I thank you for coming in to the Blog Talk Radio, for listening. The next segment that we will be teaching is going to be on January 20th. It is called The Keys to the Kingdom. Then after that, we'll talk about the kingdom citizenship, and we'll go on and talk some more. But as you go on to the Blog Talk Radio, you'll see the listings that are upcoming. I encourage you to get engaged, not just involved, but I need you to get engaged with the kingdom of God. Feel free to call, ask any questions, RenaComer@yahoo.com. May God bless you. May he enrich your life. I love you. I will continue to pray for my broadcast radio listeners, and I encourage you to be provoked to do the will of God in the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. God bless you. I love you, and have an awesome week. Amen.